You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and there is a lot of college football to talk about on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game today. We are the morning shift at 6:42. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Mike, I was a little bit worried Friday. Huh. For the property surrounding you.
What is it that you talk about?
Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat number 8 Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoffs. Okay, be real though. How nervous were you when they were down?
I would say probably not as bad as you think, really. I knew that Bama had the ability to do more than what they were showing. And I knew that the offensive line needed to settle in. And truth be told, it's been 6 weeks been watching this, and I know what happens when Ty Simpson gets rattled, but I know what happens when he calms down. And he tries to – when he calms down and can step into his throws, he does a nice job of putting his receivers up to bat in one-on-one situations, one-on-one coverage. When he's rattled, he's trying to throw the crossing routes and throw the dime balls at the chest and hit him on the – and sometimes he just is able to step into it and say, man, I like my guy better than I like their guy in this situation. Let him go make a play. And that happened multiple times throughout the last three quarters of that game. So,
what an embarrassing night it was for...
For who?
For so many people who claim to be college football analysts.
Analysts!
Media members, writers, some of... Yeah, I'm not going to go
just
there.
Just checking. We were going to have to talk.
The amount of pile jumping and just throwing crap on a window and seeing if it sticked from the journalists that are out there calling out the committee in Alabama for being a disgrace and being there after one quarter of play. Just ridiculous. Alabama deserved to be there, whether they won or not. And they absolutely made it. What a phenomenal game that first game was. Give Alabama all the credit in the world. I was hearing Mateer talk about apparently the intercept, the pick six, and he tried to audible at the line. And what happened was is he didn't really get the audible loudly enough out there.
Interesting.
To the receivers. And so the receiver ran the OG route because he knew he wanted to get rid of the ball hot, right?
Right.
And throw that little out route, that little quick out, speed out, I believe is what the quarterbacks call it. And, boom, right there, just sat on it and ran it back. Give Kalen DeBoer credit. It was nice to see that Ryan Grubb realized that he has a running back and that there are plays that are designed for that player late in the game. Alabama got punched in the mouth. And they, unlike Jake Paul on Friday night, they withstood the punch. Oof. and they punched back.
Yeah.
You like that, right? See, I mixed sporting events.
Man.
Tied a nice bow.
That was a great pull.
Low reference.
Tied a nice bow on it. I think that I was really proud of the brand that they put out there in terms of just coming back. I'm not saying they're a national title team. I do not believe that. We've had this conversation before. But for them to go and win that game, which I thought it was a pretty good matchup for them, and it was the exact 180 of what happened when Oklahoma beat them the first time around. Remember Ty Simpson throws the interception, the pick six, game got out of hand. Bama had like twice as many yards as Oklahoma in that game, but couldn't really do anything with it. It was the other way around in this one. And the fact that it started 17-0, and it just made it that much sweeter. So I don't know what we'll get when they face off with Indiana in the Rose Bowl, but proud of that group, being a Bama alum, and we'll see what happens. So
congratulations, Mike.
Hey, I'm happy to still be here. You know what I mean? At least we'll have something to talk about along with all y'all Georgia fans in the next couple weeks.
I'm going to tell you something. If I'm an Alabama fan, I feel better about going on the road to Pasadena to play Indiana than I did going to Norman.
No kidding.
Oklahoma has had your testicular fortitude just in their
grasp.
They've
had your number. I thought you were going to say they've had your number.
Well, that's one way to put it. I went this route. I mean, you know. And Indiana, I think it's very – I was not a believer in Indiana, and they made me believe against Ohio State. But we've seen it again. There's something about playing week in and week out and getting just tested, your manhood tested every week. And see, that's why when Alabama got punched in the mouth on the road, they didn't blink. Now, you can say they did because they got down 17-0, but they didn't blink. When that second quarter started, they turned it on. I'm curious to see if Alabama was to come out and punch Indiana in the mouth. We'll get to this. We got 2 weeks almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll have to text, but we got 2 weeks almost. How Indiana would respond to that?
Yeah. It's been cool so far.
Bo, we had a listener show up at Publix on Friday to have words with you about the words you said about Miami, and Miami did beat Texas A&M 10-3.
And when he came in, him and I had a nice conversation, and then he revealed to me that he really doesn't have a problem with me, but Mike Bell, which is funny because that's Miami, Florida State, I get. But what I told him, and me and him, we had a good conversation, was like, dude, I'm good with your team. I think you got one of the best players in the country, if not the best player on the field on Saturday, Malachi Toney. Your trench play is absolutely legit. It's SEC caliber trench play. But your quarterback can be dum-dum sometimes, and your head coach can be a dum-dum sometimes with the decision makings they make. And sure enough, quarterback made some weird decisions at times. He wasn't very good. The coach made some weird decisions at times. But you know what? They were so good up front that I felt like that neutralized what Texas A&M went on like a 15-play drive to kick a field goal, guys.
Yep.
And then they missed one and they made one. Like it was 3rd and 4 every freaking time.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting watching that game. And I'm not giving myself credit for this, but maybe I am. I envisioned this game happening just like this. If you go back, and we'll probably play it for Man Up Monday later. I was like, 48's way too many. And I was like, this game is going to turn into an absolute rock fight. And they're not even going to get close to that.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the game going, it's a freaking rock fight, man. It is just a midfield battle at times. Now, you had a lot of missed field goals and everything that comes along with that. But, man, I actually enjoyed watching that game. I know a lot of people look at it and they want touchdowns. They want this, that, and the other. I was watching that game intently. I thought it was a great game to watch.
Real quick. I did too. I enjoyed. I got to listen to the first half and watch the second half because I was driving down to the plane, and the radio call that I was listening to it was the A&M radio call, by the way.
Dang.
Because I had they had Chris Fowler, who had flown in with Herbie from the Oklahoma game, and he was like, "I'm here as a fan." He goes, "So I want to see fireworks. I want to see off." And this was like the middle of the first quarter. He goes, "I'm ready to see a show." And I kept thinking, I thought about that the entire game, and I was like, you got to show Fowler. Like, literally at 5 minutes ago in the game, you all of a sudden got offensive output, and then it was nothing the first 3.5 quarters. Also, dude, there's something about listening to a random broadcast, like a team broadcast, like, you know, a smaller school, like, not small school, but like college broadcast, and then Chris Fowler gets on, and you're
Homercast.
And you, but this, I was like, damn, man, this must be what like people listen to, like they hear when we're doing the roundtable on Falcons pregame, and they hear me ask a question to Wes, and then Wes starts talking because the pipes on Fowler. This sounds so just like legit.
Yeah, I agree.
We will be talking more college football throughout the show. 7:40 is when Mike and Bo will have to own up to their picks for Man Up Monday. And each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Got a couple shout outs before we get into these Christmas quotes, which was a special request from Twitter. I was at the Falcons watch party last night in Dillon's in Lawrenceville, which is weird. I feel like I'm saying Dillon's differently because it's D-I-L-L-O-N-S and not D-Y, like Dillon behind the glass.
Right.
So Chris came up to me last night and said his daughter won't get out of the car until she hears the Mac drop.
Wow.
Which I was like, okay, this is amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. And then I want to give a shout out to Tommy, who loved, and I'm sorry, Mike, loved listening to Bo win the trivia tournament last week. So those are two big listeners
All
of
right.
the morning shift.
Tommy?
Thank you for coming out to Dylan's. Yeah.
Yeah, attaboy, Tommy.
Chris,
attaboy.
I like you. Tommy, not so much.
Hey, when you heard that, did you get a little twinkle in your eye? Like,
dry
kind of tear up? Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's really sweet of him to tell you, and that's
yes.
awesome to hear, right?
Absolutely amazing. So we're going to do a wonderful Mac drop today. This is a request from Twitter after we did all the Christmas movies and everything. Someone wanted to know if you guys could finish the Christmas quote. So I'm going to tell you the movie, give you the scene, and you see if you can finish the quote. And it's Christmas
Let's
time.
Do it.
So
yes.
we're
going
to work together
awesome.
On this. We're going to start with Elf. Buddy is in school learning all the elf ways.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is...
How do they finish that? Best way to spread Christmas cheer...
I'm stuck. I don't know.
Is... Nobody?
I'm out. I'm out on this one.
Play it, Dylan.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Wow. Okay.
That one will be
I'm
in
upset
your mind
with
now.
Myself. Yep. Did I'm you, upset with myself. Not quite jingle bells, but I'm upset with myself.
You see the viral video? The dad that shows up at his kid, his daughter's
yes,
school to pick her
I
up in Buddy
so
the
much.
Elf costume.
I love
and
that
she ran
so
away.
Much.
Pretty cool.
Aww.
All right. I yield the floor.
Movie number two, Christmas Vacation. Clark gets surprised by Cousin Eddie and his family.
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow.
With my head stapled to the carpet, I couldn't be more surprised than I am now.
I'm going to say you got it. Play
say.
It.
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
You know what? The stapled and sewn is same thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Ding the bell.
Have not watched that movie yet this season, but I'll watch it tonight.
I have had it on 3 times and haven't finished. Like, I've been able to watch it from start to finish.
Great,
like,
background
without,
movie.
Yes.
Great background
movie.
Stands the test of time as well. All right, A Christmas Story. This is the scene where Ralphie is at the mall telling Santa what he wants for Christmas.
No, I want an official Red Ryder combination. Do you want to get rid of my leg rifle?
Kid, you'll shoot your eye out.
Almost.
Oh.
No, I want an official Red Ryder combination. Do you want to get rid of my leg rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah,
we're giving him credit.
You got it. Nice work, Mo.
I was like, dude, I don't have this one at all.
All right, Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus wraps his blanket around the sad little tree and makes us all tear up with this quote.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really.
Oh, Mike, it's wah, 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 wah.
It's the teacher.
I will let you know it's Linus. He continues.
Man, that's a tough one.
This is a good lesson to remember. Let's play it.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Oh.
Wow, Linus. Shout out.
Yeah.
Christmas season. Man, that is heartwarming. Check you out.
Let's do one more. The fifth movie is Home Alone. Harry and Marv have gotten into the McAllister house with injury.
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Oh, wait.
I know this one.
He goes, why are you dressed like a chicken?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
Yeah.
Yay!
What a way to finish strong. Feel good about it.
Merry Christmas to all from the morning
shift. Nice work.
Can I give a what do you call it when you admit something?
Confession.
I watched it on the way to Arizona.
Did you really?
But I mean, I knew it anyways. I did. I wanted to see it. I'd seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, it is a Falcons Victory Monday. We are going to celebrate. Give us a call if you have some thoughts. 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.